The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's TGIF here at 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. on Friday. Friday, the end of the work week for many of you. The work never stops in my world. No, there's always something going on. That's okay. Hey, we make the best of it, huh? Some of us type A people out there. If you're a type A, raise your hand. I knew you would. Taking a poll this morning. Yeah, many people are up and at them at this hour. It's like, oh, you know, it's not the good morning Vietnam screaming in your ear kind of stuff Robin Williams did in the movie, okay? Now we're going to try to keep it subtle. Besides being a 100% reader-supported platform, and we don't have website adverts, you know, your support is keeping us alive and well for 2024. And you can become a member when you go to the Power Hour and you see the buymeacoffee.com button pop up on the screen. Click that and make a donation. Become a regular member. Or you can, well, Linda's going to be manning the phones this morning in the Power Mall when we open up in 59 minutes from now. 877-817-9829. We're open 8 to 4 Central Time. It's kind of like business hours. Now, for those of you who heard the Megan Smith interview, and that was day before yesterday, right? Megan Smith brought up this thing about her recommending to her friend to go get a Rife machine. That's R-I-F as in Frank E, Rife machine. And, of course, people then immediately said, oh, where do I find one? Because the book that comes with the Rife machine has about 800 different frequency settings in it. And this is what it looks like right here. I'm holding it up to the screen right now for those of you watching us in live stream. It looks like about the size of a Game Boy. And it's programmable, all right? And it's got clips in here. If you look at the front, the side panel has a power input here, which plugs into a wall wart. You know what those are, like a little transformer. Reduces it down, and there's three different voltage settings. And then here you have two different RCA type plug settings that you can plug in if you want to do multiple, like you want to put one around your rib cage and you want to wrap the mat around your rib cage because you got aching ribs. And there's a setting for that, for pain setting already. And let's say you want to put it on your feet. You can do that as well. So you can have up to two different sets of frequencies going into your system at the same time. And they even have frequency settings to get your meridians in order for those of you that like Chinese medicine. So I have been using this ever since COVID came out. And this is version 3. When I originally bought it, I got version 2. And these people are so good that put this out that they traded in my version 2 for version 3. No questions asked. This is great. Now, are they cheap? No, they're not a couple hundred bucks. So those of you who are serious about this, we're going to be carrying these on the Power Mall next week. And the purchases that you make, if you buy one of the Rife machines, it's going to keep the Power Hour on the air. That's why we did it. It is a large ticket item, but I'm telling you, this stuff works. I mean, it got us through COVID, and it's gotten us through a lot of aches and pains. So, you know, and those of you with cancer, you heard what Megan Smith said. She told her people to get on the Rife machine, and they did, and the cancer was gone. This is what Royal Raymond Rife did way back when he discovered frequencies and how useful they were, and that the body has frequencies. And so what ended up happening, the medical community thought he was one of these whack jobs, and so they brought him 16 terminally ill patients that had cancer diagnosed. You don't have long to live. He cured them all using the Rife machine. So I'm telling you, you know, we know it works. That's one of the reasons I use it every night. Well, I take a break every so often. Sometimes I'll take a break. Because, I mean, when you're sleeping, you know, you're bombing your body with frequencies, which is kind of amazing. But it does really work. And there were settings for COVID. There's settings for viruses, settings for heart conditions, COPD. I mean, name it. Rheumatism, arthritis. Got it. There's 24 presets, 25 presets. Then you got 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30 that you can actually program yourself or whatever's in that book of 800 different frequency settings, and it's easy to program. So anyway, next week we'll have them. The books that we feature on the show, like Dani Katz is going to be on later with us. She has a new book out called The Language of Betterarchy. And anything that we discuss by the guests, the host, the caller is going to be linked to our recommended books page. If you click on that link through our website to purchase the book through our site, we get a small percentage of the sale to help pay for the radio expenses. U.S. Coin Capital, Fred Deshefsky, 39 years in the biz. Numismatic, he's a member of the American Numismatic Association. That is the highly regarded gold and silver collectors. Got it. He's ahead of the knowledge and trends. I mean, he's there. He's the owner and founder of uscoincapital.com. And of course, he has a number, 800-878-2646. Our prayer request line at thepowerhour.com. You click the community tab and there it is. And of course, some exclusions apply, but at the Power Mall, you spend $200 and get free shipping. First time customer orders, use the code FIRST, the number 10 at checkout. Also applies to phone orders. If you don't have internet, of course, you know, you can always call and talk to Linda today and request a Power Mall catalog and we'll get you one. All right. Now we move on at 6 minutes after the hour with world news. And here we all thought that they were what they were doing in Davos was having sex with high price hookers. Oh, it got better. Heritage Foundation leader Kevin, I believe it's Kevin Roberts. Yeah. Was invited like Javier Milei. Both of them got up there. And of course, Dr. Steve Bonsi yesterday said that Javier Milei, he brought it up, spoke at Davos and basically said, look, you guys got to give this stuff up. You're killing freedom, man. And that boy, they just like pricked their heart and ears. Well, Kevin Roberts from Heritage Foundation was invited to speak and he got up and he goes, no offense, but you're the problem. That's what he told all the people at Davos. Well, you see, here's some of the things that they're talking about. This next worldwide terror campaign is on the plates of everybody there. And of course, Dr. David Martin mentioned that his organization, MCAM International, continues to maintain vigilance on all of the 64 scheduled and funded pathogens that are in the queue for release against humanity. Seriously, this is what they've already planned. The next terror campaign, according to Dr. David Martin, here's what he had to say. It's a little over 3 minute clip. We'll go ahead and roll so you can hear what he has to say about it.
Remember that Disease X, which you've heard about in the news in the last several days, is actually a branded derivative of a thing that was already a tabletop exercise called Cladex, which actually predates the event 201 for coronavirus. But if you go back and you look at Cladex, you'll realize that Cladex is not just the brand name of a tabletop exercise, which was funded by Dustin Moskowitz, the co-founder of Facebook, and the one who has been the ghost check writer behind all of the actions recently. It's important for you to realize that Cladex is actually not only the tabletop exercise, but it's actually a venture partnership between Moskowitz and the Wellcome Trust. And the Wellcome Trust, for people not familiar with this, is one of the oldest criminal organizations in operation in the world. The Wellcome Trust is also known as the one of the largest charitable foundations of the UK that, in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation by 1924, were the ones that collectively put in motion the process which came to 1944 and the proposal to fund the World Health Organization, which in fact they then funded so that they could actually get absolute immunity, as I've pointed out in many of my presentations in Europe. The fact of the matter is what they're doing in Davos is actually the dry run of the Cladex exercise to get ready for the passage of the IHR World Health Organization treaty reform, which is intended to take over a super sovereignty on any declared emergency, which is the reason why my organization continues to maintain vigilance on all the 64 scheduled and funded pathogens that are in the queue for release against humanity. And that list I have gone over in many presentations. I'm not going to bore everybody on this call, but the fact of the matter is what's happening in Davos right now is the planning phase, not unlike the Bretton Woods summit was in 1944, July of 1944, when Bretton Woods set in motion all this nonsense. The fact of the matter is what they're doing right now is they're planning the sequence of events where they can actually cascade another terror campaign, which then triggers not only the need for allegedly another medical countermeasure, but it also this time is going to involve the other piece that they failed to achieve with the COVID campaign, which is the eradication of cash-based transactions in commercial interaction. Because it turns out that one of the things that they desperately need to do is to make sure that they have central control on the flow of value exchange and the mapping of the networks associated with that. And because of that, it's critical that they plan better than they did with COVID, because they blundered their way into COVID. And unfortunately, they did not do the full control takeover that they wanted, which is exactly what is on the agenda for Davos this week.
So there you have it. That's Dr. David Martin. I've had him on my radio show before. And I'm telling you, this guy doesn't mince words and he doesn't beat around the bush. He comes right out and he tells you the way it is. He's been studying this stuff religiously. He's been looking at the patents. He's been looking at everything. And see, here's the thing. If they intend on pulling this off, question is, can they? I mean, we can say no and not go along with it. But if they do one of these pandemics and they say, oh, we have to implement a digital control network, and so therefore all the banks are going to start trading in CBDCs, and you can't buy or sell or anything, and we're going to give you universal basic income. You get $2,000 a month, as if you can live on that, Social Security or not. And if you don't do what we tell you, like take a new shot that we've concocted, oh yes, we have a new, you know, because I mean, now Pfizer's out there. I don't know if you heard the latest stuff about Pfizer, but it's like, do you know what these drugs are in your medicine cabinet? They could be phony, but Pfizer is on the lookout to make sure you have authentic drugs. And I'm like, you people, unmitigated gall to sit there after killing as many people and maiming as many people as you did and got away with. And now you're there telling us to go look in our medicine cabinets that you're on the lookout for fake drugs? Really? You think we're going to trust you after all this? You see, they're doing this now because they're losing money. Their stock's dropping. Same with Moderna. So anyway, Technocracy News came out with another article that parallels what we've been talking about here. Genetic scientists on track to create a genetically engineered doomsday. You see, everybody's paying attention to this right now, which is why I felt it important to give you that little clip from David Martin this morning. And, you know, I don't look at this as a feel-good Friday. I look at this as an alert. You know, I could have opened the show and said, well, there's a nuke headed for New York City right now. And, oh, darn, I beat everybody else. I got the scoop. But there isn't. You see, but the fearmongers are out there. And people are going, is there a nuke coming to New York City? New York City? Get a rope. Yeah. No. You see, there's so much fear-mongering going on out there. We got to read past all that. These people in Davos can't work that fast. And the more pushback they get from we the people, that's why you got a phone, folks. That's why you got a congressperson out there that works for DC corporate that you can get on the phone to and call and say, look, you better do something to fix this, especially your senator, because they're the ones that have to allow the World Health Organization in on this. Well, here's the campaign. They want to send out all these genetically engineered microbes, and it doesn't matter what it is, Bayer or Ginkgo Bioworks or whatever the case may be, toxic pollution, you know, It's pretty crazy out there what's going on. The CDC's in on it. The federal government's in on it. I mean, when you actually sit there and evaluate everything that's going on in corporate America, they've got a real shift show. And NATO, of course, is now warning with an all-out war with Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You really think, see, Putin can't have a war, and I'm not pro-Putin, so stop that thought process right now. We're looking at the fact that, one, we're here, he's there. He doesn't want NATO on his border, understandably so. He's already warned him, so has Medvedev, warned him a bunch of times, don't do this or else. And see, NATO is actually egging on the start of World War III. And the United States of America and the Biden administration, because he's not the president, most people don't regard him, he's a lunatic, and most people, him and his sidekick, Looney Tunes, these people are warmongers. So is Nikki Haley. Who wants her? She's already getting blown out in the New Hampshire primary. So did DeSantis. He did worse than Haley in New Hampshire. She had like 38% to his 6%. They really don't like Ron. Ron, go back to Florida and be governor. You're a good governor, Ron. I really respect you for that. I just don't see you in the driver's seat this year. I don't even see you as a VP. We need somebody that is going to literally help President Trump right the ship. And the whole idea with we the people, and here's what we got to do. If you want to stop all this biosecurity garbage and the CDC invading your life and all of this mainstream media, you got to do what you got to do. And boycotting is the first thing. I mean, the LA Times is now laying off people. I guess people aren't buying the LA Times. Their senior editor quit, and all of a sudden now 50 people are getting laid off. They did this last year, too. They laid off more people. You see, and the less and less you support this media, like beer, now they're talking about striking at Bud, Anheuser-Busch, you know, because they want more money. That's unions for you. Whatever. I'm not poking at unions now. They've outlived their purpose in my book. But, you know, again, if you want to go to work in that realm, that's on you. You have freedom to do what you want until the government, of course, steps in and says, you either take the jab or we're going to cut off your bank account and you get no money. You can't buy food this month. You see, that's the thing that everybody's worried about. But here's the beauty of it. We have from now until November to put the brakes on as much as possible. And see, we're already doing it. We aren't buying electric vehicles. You see, that's how we stop all of this stuff and these world powers from gaining a foothold in America. Just say no. That's one way. But show them with the dollar. That's what they respect. But when you don't shop there, they get beat up. Sends a message to Wall Street. I don't like to do a run on stocks, but I'll tell you what, I got out of the markets because they're dangerous. They're a rich man's game, and unless you got lots and lots of money to play with it, we have people out there that are day traders that do this stuff all the time. A friend of mine in California was a day trader, and she was pulling down 70 large a week. That's how, but she was up at the crack of dawn Pacific time because the market's open, earlier in New York. So she has to be up 3 hours before the market's open because Pacific time and Eastern time are 3 hours apart. So do the math. So it's crazy day trading, but it's risky because they're playing you. So if you're out of the markets, good thing. If you're not out of the markets now, perhaps you need to start thinking about it and start parking your money where it belongs. Because, see, then you're sending a message to Wall Street that we're not going to tolerate this. And at the same time, you got the congressman's ear and you're saying, look, here's the way it is. If you start this nonsense, you better tell the congressman his district is not going to look too kindly on him. And he better not come back here planning on trying to convince us in some sort of town hall meeting because it could get ugly. I mean, worse than what you saw if you ever watching videos of AOC and how she sits up there dancing around while people are screaming at her, calling her a communist. She didn't care. No, they elected her, you know, the elite elected her, and she's up there stirring up trouble, and people realize what kind of troublemaker she is. I don't know which is worse, her or Meghan Markle. And that's saying something. The state of Texas, by the way, has secured a rehearing before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit that will allow that floating buoy barrier they put in the Rio Grande to stay right where it is. See, that's another thing we have to do is we have to press forward to stop this illegal immigration. And see, what they're going to do, and this is, you know, they want to make them citizens so that they're ready to vote in November. No, can't let that happen. You're going to have to protest at the local level because there's places like Massachusetts where they want to legalize all these people. No, can't happen. That would be a violation of the law, federal law. To become a citizen of the United States, small c. You see, that's where they get that corporate contract from. U.S. citizen, 14th Amendment, small c. Not capital C, small c. Huh. Capital C would be an American God-given living being. So, you know, there's a big difference in venues because we're talking about Article 1 versus Article 3 now, all right? The International Atomic Energy Agency, or the IAEA, well, you hope you never get pulled over and they ask you where you work, and you go, are you drunk, sir? Yeah, their director general said yesterday Iran stymied nuclear inspectors, tripling its uranium enrichment rate. They're enriching uranium three times what they were allowed to, and they've increased their stockpile of near weapons grade material. And of course, all of this came out at the World Economic Forum. Isn't that wonderful? Boy, they got so much on their plate, all these elitists. My God, I don't know what they'll do with themselves. I guess they'll have to go in the bathroom with their escort. Take a break. Wow. I mean, God, this whole thing is a joke. They go up there for sex, and probably half of them are married. And I wonder how many of them were minors. I wonder how many honey traps got set at Davos. You gotta wonder about that. It is a pretty elite bunch. Next thing you know, they get pictures that delivered to them by private courier and says, "We'll tell your wife you were here having a little fun. Bang Shang Lang with Veronica." Not from the Archies. So, you know, you got to watch these people. These people are twisted in the mind. That's one of the reasons why Kevin Roberts said, "You're the problem." And then so much for carbon footprints. You want to hear the latest joke? Winken, Blinken, and Nod was forced to change planes while trying to fly back to the U.S. from Davos yesterday after his modified Boeing 737 jet, Boeing, reported an oxygen leak. They had to fly a plane up from Brussels to go pick him up. And it's a smaller craft, so the rest of his staff had to fly back on commercial airliners. Boy, you talk about funny. Yeah, carbon footprint, huh? Yeah, you got to love it. Brady, what say you?
Morning, Dave. I just wanted to see if you heard what was going on over in Ukraine, what Russia did in Kharkov. They took out that building that was housing 70 foreign mercenaries from France. And up until this point, Macron has denied, and just like the British, they've denied, and our troops, that we have foreign fighters fighting with the Ukrainians. And that was a good one because he used one of his of the Kinzhal missiles that he had, and it incinerated him. So now France is France just sent over their minister of defense to meet with Vlad. I love it.
The minister of defense. All right, so we're going to put up defense on this side of the line, and then if you step over defense, we're going to come after you. The whole thing is a ship show, Brady. You know it. I know it. It's the big rope-a-dope, and we're just inches away from NATO sticking its nose in where it doesn't belong, trying to make Ukraine a member of NATO. Putin's already told them that ain't happening. And if it does, and they try, Putin's got his finger on the magic button. So, such is life.
Well, before I go really quick, they just talking about NATO. Here you have yesterday, Richie Sunak now that took over for Boris Johnson. He goes, well, I'm gonna bring 25,000 troops now for a big NATO exercise starting over by Russia on the border there. I'm going to send my troops over there along with artillery, planes, and warships and broadcast it over the world media. And you don't think Vlad is going to do anything? And then you have Macron just a couple hours after that statement says, well, I'm going to send about 100 of those Storm Shadow missiles. Well, Vlad said, okay, I heard what you guys just said. And he sent that Kinzel missile right to the Kharkov headquarters of the French mercenaries. There you go.
Yeah. Big O. Yeah, see, and there's the thing. There's just, they're egging Putin to do something. But you see, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And Putin's already warned him. Don't bring foreign troops into Ukraine. And they're already doing it. And Putin's just getting more frustrated as the day goes on. And it's just a matter of time before they start engaging Russian troops at the border. And Putin goes, okay, that's it. Where's that button? And then, may be conventional weaponry. It may be one of those missiles you were talking about that gets launched and blows up 20,000 troops. And then they're going to try to invoke Article 5, and Putin's going to go, I got my finger on the bigger button now. So if you want to see Brussels disappear and London disappear, keep it up. And Paris, how about Paris? We got a missile aimed at Paris. Oh, sure we do. There's that button right there. All I got to do is put in the launch code. Yeah. You see, they're trying to make a mess. Why is it they're doing it before the election in November? They really think that this is going to stop everything from happening? I'm telling you, if this Congress goes along with any of the garbage that's going on at Davos, and there's a lot of them that are rhinos that are going right along with Kerry and everybody else, and they're going to get themselves in trouble. It will not be safe for any of these Congress people to go back into their own district to try to explain themselves, because the crowd is going to get hostile because they're not going to like it. And they're going to let them know, look, we know who you represent. You represent us in that 10 square mile area known as Washington, D.C., Inc. So we know who you are and what you stand for, Congressman. It'll be worse than the distinguished gentleman with Eddie Murphy. Appreciate your call, Brady. Yeah, I know. Now, for those of you, this is what the Senate's done. They're calling it the Pelosi-Schumer bill, the negotiated Pelosi-Schumer deal, kicking the can down the road again. That's right. Senate advanced another short-term spending bill yesterday. The resolution passed 77-18. Over objections from conservatives, including Senator Rand Paul, who insisted on a vote to amend the bill, which failed. See, you overruled. The rhinos are in control, right? Right in there with the Democrats so they can keep the peace while they kick the can down the road. It's what they've done. When we come back from the break and these important messages from the Power Hour, we're going to be talking about what's going on with Fannie Willis. Oh, this is going to be good. Stay right there. We got more news coming at you.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this Friday Central Time where we are. And of course, I want to another quote. I mentioned this before, but this is from a gentleman who was born January 27th, 1872. This is right after the United States incorporated. And he passed away at age 89, August 18th, 1961. Who am I talking about? Well, I'll tell you what, I'll read you a quote. Over and over again, courts have said there is nothing sinister in so arranging one's affairs as to keep taxes low as possible. Everybody does so, rich or poor, and all do right, for nobody owes any public duty to pay more than the law demands. Taxes are enforced exactions, not voluntary contributions. To demand more in the name of morals is mere cant. And of course, he's not bound to choose the pattern which will best pay the treasury. There isn't even a patriotic duty to increase one's taxes. So, Justice Learned Hand. There's your guy. You remember that? That means that if you don't want to pay taxes to the federal government, find a way to avoid. Tax avoidance is legal. Tax evasion is not. Tax avoidance is. That's why yesterday I brought up starting your own business. An LLC costs anywhere from like $130 in Florida to $300 in Texas. And in Wyoming, they don't even have to disclose any of the information. It's like, what LLC? They're very private in Wyoming, for those of you that want to set one up there. They're even better than Nevada. But the thing is, you got to have a registered agent. It's not a big deal. You know, stop thinking that you don't have any skill set. You have a skill set. Find it. Sit down, make a list of all the big talents you got where you can make money consulting other people that are less informed than you are. You can make money doing it. I focused on foreclosure defense. That's what I did. And I set up a company that handles that. And I get paid by attorneys and their clients to help them defend their property, to do quiet title actions, that sort of thing. I write books on the subject, which are available at the Power Mall, by the way, for those of you that want to take a gander. But the thing is that this is another way to fight back, is to not give the government so much money. And if everybody did this, Congress would be just in total, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. I got a great idea. Why don't you all go to Davos and rent a hooker? Many of them are already in the honey trap. We know that's why our government's so dysfunctional, don't we? Oh, speaking of dysfunctional, Fannie Willis is back in the news again. You know, this Georgia prosecutor that's going after Trump on conspiracy RICO charges. Yeah, she tried to weasel out of grilling by alleged lover's ex-wife. That's right. So now the judge in the case has called for a hearing over accusations of what she did. Fannie and her lead prosecutor, Nathan Wade, had a little slap and tickle, allegedly. That's another word for inappropriate relationship. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee scheduled the hearing for the day after Valentine's Day, set a deadline for Willis to respond to the allegations by February 2nd. She didn't have a lot of time. It's a court order. Judge said, you will put it down and give us a complete rundown of what happened here, because this allegation was made last week in a filing from Trump co-defendant Mike Roman, who served as Trump's director of election day operations in 2020, calling for the judge to disqualify the entire prosecution team. I mean, we're talking about prosecutorial misconduct. Roman also accused Wade, a private attorney with the Atlanta-based Wade and Campbell firm, of using some of the nearly $654,000 in legal fees he collected from the Fulton County DA's office for his work on the Trump takes to take Willis on vacations to California, Florida, and the Caribbean. Wow. There, you know, despite his assertions, the motion offered no solid evidence of the alleged relationship, but it was enough since Wade, after all of this happened, filed for divorce from his wife. That would have meant he was married at the time this was going on. Huh. And see, it gets better. Top Fulton County prosecutors want to unseal Nathan Wade's divorce records. They want to know what's going on. They want to see what his divorce papers have to say, because of these allegations he engaged in an improper relationship with Fannie Willis. They want to know why he's divorcing his wife. So, I mean, what do we call Fannie Willis now? A homewrecker? Yeah. Tell me something I don't already know. I mean, they're really trying to trash, and this is how. And then Fannie Willis, of course, is playing the race card. Yeah, you know she's going to do that, because, you know, she's trying to say, well, I hired a white guy and I hired the black guy and I hired, you know, and you can use the N-word and you can use it. You can call me Ray or you can call me Jay or whatever. You know, the whole thing is a shift show. Now, here's something really huge. Former attorneys general, Bill Barr, even, Edwin Meese, Michael Mukasey, as well as several law professors, have filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court in the Trump constitutional case. This is where they insist that he is constitutionally qualified to run for president, that this Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is hogwash. And they cited historical perspectives of the 14th Amendment, which was passed soon after the U.S. Civil War in 1868 to keep Southerners, you know, them Confederates, them Johnny Rebs, from running for House or Senate. That's why those offices are enumerated in Section 3. Winning offices in the states of the former Confederacy was the only realistic risk. That's why Section 3 was tailored to address that concern, according to their brief. In order for Trump to be taken off the ballot in all 50 states, he would have to be convicted of rebellion or insurrection. Under 18 U.S.C. 2383, he has not been. We don't look for the Supreme Court just based on this, because, hey, they, you know, they jumped in. It's amazing how retireds can jump in and say, look, come on. All this hogwash that's out there right now, it's a big distraction. Don't need it. Oh, well, there you have it. We'll see what the Supreme Court does. Everybody's eyeballing the Supreme Court because they're going to slam dunk on Maine and Colorado. There's some other insidious things happening in the state of Maine, too. We'll get to that in a minute. Dan in New Jersey, how are you, sir?
I am just fine. I'm calling to offer a belated New Year's prediction, where I expect in the very near future that President Joe Biden will soon appoint our shadow president, Barack Hussein Obama, to replace John Kerry as Secretary of State. And Barack Obama will then be sent to the Middle East, where he will amaze the world by successfully negotiating a Middle East peace, which will then propel him to take over the position of Secretary General of the United Nations.
How do you think he's going to do it? Is he going to go over there and apologize to all the Arabs like he did before?
Well, I believe most of the Arab world, and I believe that Barack Obama always was and is a Muslim, practicing jihad in his own way, and because of that, the Arab states will follow his recommendations.
Hmm. Well, all right. I appreciate the input
there.
Okay,
put it on a post-it note. Put it on the wall.
All right, there you go. Yeah, we got a post-it note out there for you, Dan. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. There is a new report out, and this is a little disconcerting, but not surprising. It involves Uvalde. Yep, back in the news again. Remember the Robb Elementary School shooting? Yep. Well, the DOJ just released their report yesterday, sharply criticizing Chief Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, designated incident commander on site, ordering officers not to breach the classroom to neutralize the gunman. Leadership demonstrated no urgency for establishing a command and control structure, which led to challenges related to information sharing, lack of situational statuses, limited to no direction for personnel in the hallway or on the perimeter, according to the DOJ's report. It explains how family members of the students descended upon a reunification center as word of the tragedy spread, with some family members being told their child had survived the shooting when they had not. Boy, you talk about communication disruption. I mean, seriously, the final breach of the classroom commenced 27 minutes after multiple gunshots were heard inside classrooms 111 and 112, according to the report. It was a colossal failure. Kind of sad, huh? But this is the report that's out now. I mean, we already knew that. 19 elementary school kids and two adults murdered in the melee. 17 people were injured but lived. And nobody bothered to go in there. They all sat out there. We saw the video. They're all hanging out in the hallway using the hand sanitizer. Jeez, you know what? I wish somebody would have spiked the hand sanitizer with KY jelly, because that's pretty much what they did, standing out in the hallway, play with themselves. while this was going on. I mean, I hate to get real critical about this. This is why they have, in some schools now, people with AR-15s, full camo, riot gear, the whole nine yards, bulletproof, you know, vests and whatnot, guarding the school. You know, and you morons out there that put the gun-free zone on your school are just asking for it. And it's going to get worse. This is not the first time. The FBI just arrested a transgender person suspected to be making threats on social media to kill transphobes. Elizabeth Ballesteros West is the male-born transgender that thinks he's a she. And, of course, posting guns on your social media page with the threats you were making. West's bio on social media read that he is a Nazi dominatrix from hell who's tired of the blackening of America and Europe and ready to stand up to the black orcs and the Jewish wizard. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Some of the threats were posted to a Facebook group called the Trans Woman Support Group, one post of which featured an image of several guns and a complaint West was being misgendered by transphobic detractors, calling them a-holes. Andy Seward, I've been bullied by these transphobic a-holes. I'm left with no alternative. I'll have to go out in a blaze of glory. I've been preparing for this moment a long time, and at least I'll be remembered. I have no family and no friends. So, wow. They identified the guy and his behavior, or the girl, whatever. he, she, it. Oh, now I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi. That's who I refer to as it. Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day. The wannabe. The authorities knew who this guy, girl, was in September, but they arrested him, her, in January. Wow. So what do you do? I mean, you want to be a woman. So what do? They tell you, okay, here's what we're going to do before we take you in. We want you to dress up in your skankiest clothing, put on your makeup, and we're going to lock you in a cell with a bunch of very deprived and depraved gentlemen. And then you'll find out exactly how the other side feels that you're trying to represent. Yes, we know you're not going to get pregnant, but a lot of other bad things might happen. I know, sounds cruel, doesn't it? You know, but the thing is, this guy who wants to be a woman is slamming white women. And I'm just like, look, this whole thing's got to go away. Going after black and Jewish people and immigrants and got the Nazi flag and Hitler. And man, when you got people thinking like that, boy, this country's in a world of hurt. Because it's just a matter of time before they pick up that AR-15 and go marching around on the street taking out people. George Soros, by the way, back in the news again. He's helping to sneak a longtime Democrat, John Rust, into the Indiana GOP Senate primary after he didn't qualify the Republican ballot due to the state's election law, according to the Daily Caller. Indiana election law requires candidates to vote in the primary party they're running for in the last two primaries that they cast a vote in. John Rust, who is a longtime Democratic voter, only voted in one GOP primary and didn't qualify for the Republican ballot. However, Rust sued the state in September to overturn the election law, won that lawsuit, and is now headed to the Indiana Supreme Court on appeal. Wow. And this is Soros behind all this. He's financing groups to get Trump kicked off the ballot. But in Indiana, he's funding efforts to get a Democrat on the Republican ballot. So we're back to this thing on rhinos again, folks. And, of course, Daily Caller contacted Rust about the support from the Soros-funded voting rights groups, to which he responded by calling it fake news. However, Rust did not answer what was fake about the amicus briefs and support from the two groups. This fake news peddled by insiders in the Jim Banks campaign who lack a winning record. It's clear Jim Banks lacks the support to win in May, and they're doing whatever they can to protect themselves. I know it, you know it, and they know it, Rust told the Daily Caller. And, of course, he's no stranger to legal controversy. In November of 2023, his family company, Roseacre Farms, was part of a group of egg suppliers found liable for $17.7 million in damages for conspiring to inflate prices. The caller also contacted Common Cause and League of Women Voters, but they didn't respond. Why? Because then the truth would have come out that Soros gave them all money to get this guy on the ballot. Wow. Gotta love that. Moving on to the economy, renting a home. This is really sad. When Adam Data comes out with stuff like this, they released their 2024 rental affordability report, which shows that median three-bedroom rents in the U.S. are more affordable than owning a similarly sized 3-2 in nearly 90% of local markets around the nation. Wow. Cheaper to rent than to buy? Oh, my. I still think if people want to own property and they want to put it in a trust, I really think that minimalism is probably the way to achieve that. But, you know, like George Carlin had that little bit he did about stuff. Everybody's got it. I know, I'm just as bad. I got to go minimalist too. You know, take the stuff you're not using, sell it off, and put it into something you can use, like survival food. That's why you have Heaven's Harvest. Let's see. Well, you got like, how about a water supply, a water source? Any idea about that? Drill your own well, you know? Yeah, we're working on that. Crazy when you get stuff like that coming out. The analysis from the report incorporated 2024 rental prices and 2023 home prices collected from the database. Now, anybody knows anything about Adam Data, that would be adamdata.com, A-T-T-O-M, two T's. They are combining their data sources with average wage figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Can't say much for that. That may skew things a bit. But in the larger markets, especially in California and Honolulu and places like that, well, of course, it's going to cost you more. And in certain markets, like Oakland, California, 51% for renting versus 108% for owning. That's probably because of the FTB and Newsom and the California State Assembly. They're all Democrat, and all these assembly people are all in favor of taxing you into oblivion. Well, good luck with that. Now you know why everybody's moving. In health news, and, you know, here's the thing about health news. The information we give you on this site is for informational purposes only, and that goes for what I'm holding in my hand right here. Now, I'm telling you, I use it and it works. But like I said, I'm not a doctor. Most doctors, if you were to ask them about the Rife machine, you know, here again, you know, what I'm doing is not a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional, right? All right. But if I told you that I use it and it worked for me, then you would take that as a testimonial and make your own decision, right? Then you look at your family doctor and say, well, gee, if I brought it up to him that I was taking ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or any of these other, I bought a wellness kit from the wellness group, which contains all of Big Pharma's junk, synthetic crap. I cannot believe these people. Dr. Naomi Wolf wrote about this and What's Truth About Modern Medicine and what these people are doing. I mean, the very people that sit there and condemn Big Pharma. I'm talking about Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, all these people. And I've said this before. They all sit there and turn around and condemn Big Pharma for making all this money, yet they put together a little wellness kit to fight disease. And in the wellness kit is all this synthetic crap. Prescription drugs. Oh, ivermectin's in there too. You know, they've made it so damn difficult. And now they're basically kowtowing to Big Pharma. I'm just like, man, you people need to make up your mind. Well, but the new pandemic, you know, they're going to unleash another. Oh, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. It's just, you really believe that gobbledygook? You know, the problem is that people back then weren't paying attention. It's different. Now they are. They are paying attention. Yeah, they're paying attention so much now, they've learned how to say no when confronted with, I'm sorry, I think you should take the jab. Well, the ones who actually fell for that garbage now are looking at this thing going, Why am I having heart problems? Why am I having cancer? I never had cancer before. Now I got cancer. Why is the side of my face swelling up? Why does my shoulder hurt? Why does my arm hurt? Why do I feel like my brain is foggy? Why do I have COVID? They told me if I got the jabs, I wouldn't have COVID. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And now you're going to run right back to the same damn doctor that told you to go get the jab and ask him for a cure. Yeah, right. Well, I don't think it has anything to do with the jab. Really? See how they're programmed? This is why, you know, when we say, for informational purposes only, substitute for advice from your physician. Well, you want to go ask your physician for advice? Physician you don't maybe trust? Oh my gosh, boy, are we in a sticky wicket. We'll be back with more health news and some more good stuff for you and talk about why cold weather kills Tesla vehicles. I think it's perfectly obvious. After these important words, stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.